to the book of Acts here, chapter 28 tonight. And verse number 1, we'll start reading. Verse number 1 said, "And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita, and the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us, every one, because of the present rain and because of the cold." Amen. "And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, 'No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live.' And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm." Amen. Let's pray one more time tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you tonight, Lord, believing that you're able to help us. Lord, believing that you are going to help us and move, God, in the presence of this service. God, we've already heard great preaching, God, on how to stay away, amen, from the sin, amen, and the master of the opening. And I pray here tonight, God, that we would draw ever close to your fire, your Holy Ghost tonight, God, you would help us. God, we'll thank you and praise you for all that you do for us tonight in Christ's name. Amen. I wanted to say that I do appreciate, amen, the call. Also appreciate the place to stay. And we're just looking forward to having a good time, amen, this week. Amen. Praise God. I want to preach to you just a little bit, if the Lord would help us. Amen. On "Don't Let the Snake Hinder the Fire." Amen. Is that all right? Amen. Don't let the snake hinder the fire. We all are familiar with Acts chapter 27. Amen. Been preached from so many times. Paul, amen, being a prisoner here on the ship, amen, headed to Rome to witness this glorious gospel to Caesar. Praise God. For Paul, you know, would have been released. We remember in chapter 26 by King Agrippa if he had not appealed to Caesar. But of course, we know what happened, don't we? As the Apostle Paul was sailing out there during their voyage to Rome, amen, while they were out there, amen, on the sea, there arose a great storm, so great, amen, that they named it Euroclydon. Amen, during the course of the storm, we know that, amen, God revealed himself to those on board. Amen, knowing that during this storm that took place, amen, even the Apostle Paul himself, amen, after not seeing any a sun or stars, amen, for many days, the Bible said, amen, we know that he said that all hope, amen, that we should be saved was then taken away. Praise God. Oh my, but after some long abstinence, we see that, amen, the Apostle Paul was visited, amen, by an angel, amen, the angel of the Lord himself. Amen, he appeared unto Paul, assuring him, amen, that they would lose the ship. We know that. Amen. But all the people on board, amen, should be saved. In verse number 41, we read about the ship, amen, going aground. The ship was broken up. Amen. The command was given to the soldiers to kill the prisoners. Amen. However, the centurion, amen, going to save Paul, amen, took and commanded them, amen, off the ship. Amen. Aren't you glad for that tonight? Amen, we know that some swam, amen, others floated on broken pieces of the ship. Amen, bringing us to the last clause of chapter 28, amen, which tells us here, amen, that they all escaped, amen, safe to land. Amen. Oh my, y'all accustomed to saying amen out there tonight? Praise God. I'm going to say it if you don't. Praise God. Oh, my, but I'm telling you what. Amen. They finally got, amen, to this place, amen, in which they were going. We know that, amen, the ship is broken up. We know that, amen, there has been, amen, a disaster here. Amen. They've escaped the storm. Amen. They've escaped the disaster of the shipwreck. Amen. But now, amen, the Bible is telling us that on this island, amen, on this island, island. Amen. The people here were kind unto them. Amen. They built a fire for them. Amen. Receiving every one of them. Amen. But how many remembers? Amen. That when the Apostle Paul was out gathering up the sticks, amen, somehow or another, amen, he picked up a snake in the midst of the bundle of sticks. Amen. We know that when, amen, the Apostle Paul placed these sticks upon the fire, amen, out of the heat, amen, came a viper, amen, and latched on to the Apostle Paul. Oh my, we remember this. Amen. I was thinking about this. Amen. Praying about this. Amen. And you probably every one of you preachers, amen, know where I'm headed here tonight. Amen. We know, amen, that the fire, amen, represents, amen, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Represents the Spirit of God. Amen. Many places in the Word of God. Amen. Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 11. He tells us, I indeed baptize you with water under repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. We look back to Leviticus chapter number 6. Amen. Verse number 13. The Bible tells us that the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. Amen. We all know as Pentecostal people tonight, amen, what Acts 2 and 3 says. Amen. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. Amen. How many agree tonight, young people, that we need a fire? Amen. Oh, yes, we do. Amen. But how many knows that we can't just settle, amen, for just any old fire? Amen. We have got to have the fire, amen, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have got to have, amen, the fire of the Holy Ghost. When we look at this text tonight that we've read to you, amen, the Bible said, amen, that they built a fire or kindled a fire, amen, because, amen, you read that rest of that part, because of the present rain and the cold. Amen. How many would agree tonight that we're living in a cold world? Oh, my. Amen. I hope I can get loose here tonight. Praise God. I'm going to plan on it this week if the Lord helps us. Amen. But we're living, amen, in a cold world. Amen. Very cold. Amen. Very indifferent. Amen. We know that the elements of life are rigid. Amen. Already been mentioned tonight. Amen. About the young people having struggles. And amen. Even the older folks, amen, are having struggles. Amen. In their life. Amen. Even, amen. Oh, my, I've been serving God all these years. Amen. No, they may not struggle with sin. Amen. But they may struggle with perplexities of life. Amen. Just the rigidness of life. Amen. How many's been let down in the last couple of weeks? And by something that happened in life. Amen. Oh my. Amen. We're living in a cold world. Amen. A rigid world. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But here, amen, we, amen, I like to preach to you just a little bit. Amen. That we need a fire. Amen. To dry us. Amen. After the storm is past. Amen. We need a fire tonight. Amen. To warm our hearts. Amen. After a disaster has come. Amen. We need the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, but let me preach to you a little bit more. Amen. Oh, would you agree tonight? Amen. We need the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In this meeting this week. Amen. But how many knows? Amen. That as the Apostle Paul was gathering sticks, as he was trying to help, amen, to build the fire bigger. Amen. There come a snake. Amen. There come this venomous being. Amen. Up out of the heat. Amen. To latch hold on the Apostle Paul. Amen. You get that? The Apostle Paul, amen, is trying to help, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. I want you to help me just a little bit tonight. Amen, get some more folks involved here. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah, I hope I don't upset nobody tonight. Amen, but I tell you what, amen, when we get to trying to build a fire, amen, in this cold world, amen, we need each other, don't we? Amen, we need each other, amen, to help build this fire. I know there's a lot of people, amen. Oh, man, they want to stay to themselves. And especially young people of this hour. Amen. They sit in restaurants. Amen. Across the table from people. Amen. They text one another. Amen. Instead of carrying on a conversation with them. Amen. But let me tell you what tonight. Amen. Your enemy is not the one sitting beside you tonight. Amen. Your enemy is not the one. Amen. That goes to your home church. But the enemy of your soul is that snake. Amen. He's the one that's trying to hinder the fire. Amen. Oh, my. Amen. Oh, my. The apostle was out. Amen. Bring me some wood, brother. Amen. Bring me some wood up here. Amen. Put the wood up on the altar there. Praise God. Amen. Wow. Amen. The apostle was out gathering up the sticks. Amen. Why was out, Brother Razor? Amen. Trying to build the fire bigger. You see that? These people were kind to him, brother. Amen. These people cared about him. Amen. But yet, amen, he wanted to build the fire bigger. Amen. What's wrong tonight? And without, amen, with getting the fire bigger. Amen. What's wrong tonight? Amen. And taking, amen. I know we've got a lot of competition. Amen. I didn't come to compete for nothing this week. Amen. I come to get more of the fire. I come to gain, amen, my brothers. Amen. Fellowship. How we might take and kindle the fire of God. Amen. Oh, my. But many times when we're out gathering up sticks to build the fire bigger, amen, here comes the devil. Here comes the snakes. Amen, they're lurking. Amen, I said they're lurking. Amen, they're lurking in them openings, brother. Amen, that Brother Buddy's already preached about tonight. Amen, they're lurking in those openings. Amen, oh my, they're there. Amen, trying, amen, to take and hinder the fire. Amen, I thought about it. Amen, you're going to have to help me keep up with my time tonight. Amen, I thought there, the church that I pastor, amen, back home, and I'm not going to mention a whole lot about this week. Amen, because it don't, amen, really matter to you at all. Amen. But there in my community, amen, I've been trying to build the fire bigger. Amen. I've been out, amen, trying to knock on some doors. Amen. Get some folks, amen, into church. Amen. So that they can experience what God has for their life. Amen. But let me tell you something. Amen. In trying to build the fire bigger. Amen. They've been times already. Amen. I ain't been there but 2 years, Brother Gabbard. Amen. Oh, my. There's some people that speak some venomous things. There's some people that talk. Amen. I'm telling you what, I've given folks money. I've let folks stay around the church. Amen. I've done all kinds of things to try to help. Amen. Oh, my, but they go out. Amen. And they speak, amen, lies. Amen. Don't go out. Amen. And tell me, amen, some of them have said, amen, one guy was 50 years old and stayed with me, and he left me. Amen. And, oh, they, some people asked him, amen, why in the world are you letting that 29-year-old little boy, amen, tell you what to do? Come on now. Hey, oh, my, speaking all kinds of things. Amen, but what are we trying to do? We're trying to build the fire bigger. And we're trying to make the blaze grow stronger. Amen, so that somebody else, amen, can be touched by God. Amen. Oh, my. Praise God, young people. When you try to build the fire bigger, amen, sometimes young people, other young people talk about you. Amen. Oh, my. Praise God. Hey, don't I still look like a little boy? Hallelujah. I'm going to try to stay, just try to stay like this all I can. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to try to keep the gray out as long as possible. Hallelujah. Amen. But I tell you what, when you young people try to serve God, amen, you try to get in church, amen, you try to put everything you've got upon the altar, I'm telling you, there'll be people that talk bad about you. Amen, there'll be people, amen, in your own church, amen, that'll speak things about you. Amen, how do you know, preacher? here. Amen. Because, amen, it was done to me. Amen. I wasn't raised like this. Y'all know that. Amen. I got saved in an independent Baptist church. Amen. God, amen, brought me out. Amen. Taught me the ways of holiness and righteousness and received the Holy Ghost. Amen. I went to the holiness church. Amen. And I was an outcast. Amen. Amen. Why was I an outcast? Amen. Not because, amen, of what I was wearing. Amen. Or what I was doing. I didn't line up to those things. But I was an outcast. And because I was trying to build the fire bigger. I was trying to get a stronger relationship. I was trying to get more of God. And there were folks in the church that said, oh, that boy's crazy. Amen. He ain't got his mind together. I tell you what. Amen. They'll talk bad about you. They'll try to hurt you. When you try to get a hold of the fire. Amen. Oh, my. When you try to build it bigger. Amen. When they try to build it bigger. Hallelujah. Let me tell you tonight, if you're hanging around the fire. Amen. You know, a lot of people will say, well, I've been hurt in church. Amen. Church is a good place for you to get hurt. Amen. If you ain't in tune with God and His fire. Come on now. Because I want you to get what I'm saying tonight. Amen. When the fire is blazing bright. Amen. And you are not getting close to the fire like you need to be. Amen. The devil is going to do everything he can. Amen. To slip in your back pocket. Amen. And try to talk you out of going to that fire. Come on now. Amen. He's going to do his best. Amen. Oh, my. He's going to. You see the way so-and-so looked at me tonight. Amen. You see how she treated me tonight. Amen. The whole time. Amen. That old devil. Amen's a wiggling around in our back pocket. Amen. Talking to us in our ear. Amen. Oh, amen. Then there'll be times that come after that people that say, well, I got hurt in church. Amen. I don't want to go to church no more because I got hurt in church. Amen. Oh, my. Amen. The devil. Amen. Was the one, amen, that planted those seeds. Amen. The venom inside of them. Amen. That made them discount the fire of God. It made them discount the truth of God. Oh, I'm telling you what, tonight, amen, we have got to have the fire. And we cannot allow the snake, the devil, amen, to hinder what God is doing. Amen. Oh, my. Oh, God help us tonight. Amen. What's my time here? Amen. Praise God. Amen. The devil can't handle the fire. Amen. The fire of God brings together unity. Amen. Oh, I've had times in my life that the devil's tried to hurt me. Amen. Tried to make me hurt at others. Oh, y'all looking at me like you ain't never heard that before. Amen. Oh, my. Some of y'all have experienced hurt. Amen. Some of you older folks have experienced hurt. Amen. But younger folks, don't you look around tonight. Don't you see these older folks? Amen. Don't you see that they made it? Amen. They made it. Praise God. They shook that old devil off. Amen. They went ahead and got close to the fire anyhow. Amen. I'm telling you what, these folks talked about me and my wife when we got, amen, we started dating. Amen. I guess that's a word to use. Praise God. I don't believe in dating until you find the one to marry. And somebody say amen to that. Amen. I guess a good word would be to court and all this boyfriend, girlfriend stuff. I'm really getting off to a bad start, ain't I? Hallelujah. All this boyfriend, girlfriend stuff, don't get it. Amen. But I had plans and intentions. Amen. I married my wife. Amen. Marrying her. Praise God. Amen. I told her this afternoon I was going to embarrass her. Amen. I didn't even call her up here to sing. Maybe she'll sing this week. Amen. Oh, but I told her that I was going to tell y'all that I ain't been here but just a couple of hours. Amen. And I wanted the prettiest woman, amen, in the whole campground, amen, to come up here and sing for me tonight. Amen. My wife, hallelujah. And somebody say amen to that. Oh, yeah, you better think the same about your wife. Have you planned on going home with her tonight? Amen. Oh, but let me preach to you just a little bit more about this. Amen. Oh, my, but when we started dating, amen, there was a lot of things said. Amen. When we got married, amen, years later, here comes the baby. Anybody got a drift of what I'm talking about? Amen. Oh, man, I'm telling you what. Oh, we got married. God helped us. Amen. God helped us. But people talked about us. Amen. People run us down. And let me tell you something tonight. And about every one of them that run me down, amen, that was preaching, ain't preaching no more. Amen. About every one of them that run me down, amen, ain't got a wife no more. Ain't got a husband no more. I'm telling you what, you better watch. Amen. How you allow the devil, amen, to keep you away from the fire. Hey, oh yeah, there were times, amen, I thought about quitting. There were times, and I thought, well, hey, what's the use? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Tonight, I'm glad I stayed with the fire. I'm glad I didn't let the devil hinder what God was doing in my life. Amen. Oh, my. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God help us tonight. Amen. This is a whole lot strange and preaching to your own people every week. Amen. But I'm going to try to get used to it again. Hey, the Lord will help me. But my folk, my church folks that's with me, amen, they ain't going to let me get too far. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad for that. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Amen. Being bitten. Amen. By this viper. When you're bitten by the viper. Amen. A lot of times people stand on the outside and they start to talk among themselves about why they got bit. Come on now, hear what happened. Amen. We read about that, didn't we? The Bible said they said among themselves. And they got to talking among themselves. Amen. Oh, my, it's about time we just hushed up. Amen. Come on here. It's about time we just hushed up. Amen. And put the devil on the run. Praise God, so we have the fire of God. Is that right, young people? We need the fire of God, young people. We need the Holy Ghost, young people. I preached a little bit to the home church last night, amen, about needing the Holy Ghost. Amen, needing, amen, the Holy Ghost to stay away, amen, from all these false doctrines and heresies, amen, coming across our world and land. And we have got to have the Holy Ghost. We have got to have that fire, amen. When we talk about fire and we talk about unity, amen, every one of us know that campfires, everybody likes campfires, don't they? Amen, the stories that are told, amen, the laughter that takes place, amen, the fellowship that happens, amen, around the fire. Oh, my, it's every Holy Ghost service I've ever been in, amen, made me love my neighbor, amen, just a little bit more, amen, maybe even love the one, amen, that spoke harsh of me and talked bad about me, amen, I love them a whole lot more. I'm telling you what, church, we need this fire, we need the Spirit of God. And we don't need to let the devil hinder it. Amen. We don't need to let the devil hinder it. Praise God. Amen. Talk among themselves. Amen. The devil's going to do everything he can. Amen. Try to hinder what God is doing. What God is doing. Amen. As they begin to talk about things. Amen. Among themselves. Amen. I remember another story. Amen, over there in Jesus's, I believe it was, amen, they came to Jesus and said, who did sin? Who did sin? Who did sin? Amen. That's the first thing we want to think about, ain't it? When somebody gets bit by the snake. Amen. Well, what was they doing? Come on now. Amen. And how many knows that just maybe that God, amen, wants to take, amen, use, amen, all this talk and all this, amen, all this snake biting, amen, for his good and glory. Come on now. Amen. I thought about it. I don't ever let nobody tell you you'll never make it. Don't ever let nobody tell you that. I had a lot of people tell me that. And my pastor loved me dearly. Amen. I was out 1 year. I came home. He said, I thought you'd never make it a year. Amen. That's pretty encouraging, ain't it? Hallelujah. That's pretty encouraging. Had a lot of people turn their nose up at me. A lot of people mock at me. Amen. Say bad things about me. Amen. Nights and times that I went, amen, to my trailer, Brother Brent Gabbard. Amen. Laid, y'all think I'm a sissy, don't you? Amen. Laid in my wife's lap and cried about it. Amen. Come on here. That snake was trying to bite and keep me away from the fire. Amen. Keep me away from the good folks. Keep me away from y'all people. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Keep me away from folks that love me. Amen. Keep me away. Amen. Away. Amen. From helping. Amen. Somebody else. Amen. That's been a long time. About 7 years now. Amen. And God's still helping me. And God's still blessing me. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you what, all that talk in my neighborhood. Amen. They're weaving and webbing lies together. Amen. But I got to hear and little bit this past weekend. Amen. And oh my, they're hanging themselves. Hey, I said, they're hanging themselves. Praise God. And I sat there and I told them they would. Amen. Come on now. I told them that they would. Hey, oh my, what are you telling us, preacher? I'm telling you what, don't let nothing hinder you. Amen. Don't let the devil, don't let the snake, amen, hinder the fire of God. Amen. Just keep fighting. Amen. Keep serving God. Amen. Keep getting closer to Him. It don't matter what she says. It don't matter what she says. It don't matter what he says. Amen. Get close to the fire. Amen. Haven't we heard those folks say, and I'm closing tonight. Haven't we heard those folks say, I'll never, if it takes me acting like that, I'll never get the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'll never act like that. I'll never act like that. Praise God. Amen. Oh my. It's about time you quit worrying about what everybody's going to think. Come on here. Hey, man, I was thinking driving down the road. I may mention a little bit of this later. Amen, some other time. Amen. But you know what? A lot of times in our churches, amen, young people, you're glad when the other young person leaves the church. Amen, because the competition left too. Come on here. You're letting a snake hinder the fire. Amen. You're letting a snake hinder what God can do for you. Amen. Oh my, what God could do for you. Amen. You could end up, amen, tonight standing in a pulpit, amen, 8-10 years down the road that you thought you'd never stand in. Amen. Or, amen, you may be in that prison cell, amen, like Brother Buddy was. Amen. Oh my, hope and wishing, amen, wishing that you'd listened, amen, and got close to the fire. Amen. And not let the snake hinder the fire. Amen. Praise God. Let's stand tonight. Praise God. Amen. I know. Oh my. I pray y'all pray for us this week. Amen. I don't like to preach and it be dead. Amen. Hallelujah. I like to get a hold of it. Just like every other preacher does. Amen. I pray this week God will help us young people. Amen. Oh, I'm glad to see all this. Amen. Light colored hair in here tonight. Amen. I love it. Praise God. Amen. Because you're a role model. Amen. You're the ones that's, amen, plotted the way before us. Amen. If we're ever going to make it to where they are, amen, you have to listen to us. Come on now. You have to listen to us. You can't let the snake hinder the fire. Amen. I'm going to try to preach to you this week. The Lord helps us. Amen. How many is going to come and say, okay, I'm going to receive whatever God's got for me? How many? How many? Oh, my. I had some folks in my church that I asked them a lot of times. I asked folks to agree with me. I said, everybody with me? Amen. And a lot of folks that raised their hands, some folks didn't. You know what happened to them? They didn't stay with me very long. Come on now. How many is going to agree with me tonight? They would say, well, I'm going to come. Amen. These youth services. Amen. I'm not going to let the devil, amen, hinder what God, amen, can do for me. Amen. Oh, you might have come looking for a companion this week. Amen. You might have come, amen, looking, amen, oh, for a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Amen. But you just didn't quit all that. Amen. And get close to the fire of God. I said, get close to the fire. Amen. Don't let the snake keep you from the fire. Amen. Amen. Would you like to come pray just a little bit tonight, maybe?